And thank you for choosing to listen today. My name is Brianna Taylor, and I'm a strategic communications major at the illustrious Morgan State University, and I'll be your host. It's currently 3:30 on March 15th, and I'm here at Harper Tubman with special guest Oyin Adedoyin, journalism major at Morgan State. In just a little bit, we'll be engaging in a controversial topic on STDs on Morgan State's campus. For the past several months, Ms. Adedoyin has been researching the culture of sexually transmitted diseases on its campus in her continuous efforts to use her research to educate the students, faculty, and staff on the rising concern. Hi, Oyin.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So can you tell the audience a little bit about your topic?
Yes. So this semester, I'm studying the STD epidemic as it relates to Morgan State University's campus. And when I say epidemic, I want to make sure to put that in quotes because we're not stating whether or not Morgan State University even has an epidemic, but related to its location in the heart of Baltimore City, that is a common concern.
And I know for Baltimore City especially, it's a rising concern. According to the Baltimore Sun, 44,967 cases of syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia have been recorded in Maryland in 2017, and that's a 10.5 increase from 2016.
Yes, agreed. And something that was also reported was that we're seeing these cases in people that are a lot younger, and also, unfortunately, predominantly in the African American population. So basically, the whole idea is to increase awareness with this project, especially with students that go to Morgan State, because we're usually in that age group of like 18 to 24 or around there, with the exception of non-traditional students. So by increasing that awareness, you ultimately decrease the power of this kind of sexually transmitted disease.
And I guess the concern would be for the students, how do we educate them now moving forward? Because they're coming in as 17 and graduating 21, 23. How do we just keep the flow of information and keep continuing to educate our students that it could cause an epidemic and it has rising concern?
Yeah, and honestly, I think like the issue doesn't even just start from here, like you said. Like the issue stems from basically we take these classes each time in our academic careers. So starting in elementary school, we take a class. Middle school, you take that sexual education class. High school, once again, it's mandatory. And then college, where I think we're all required to take a health education class. And so basically, in those classes, there is clearly something that's being miscommunicated, because still now, after post-graduation, people are getting this disease, and it's at an all-time high. According to these reports. So basically the idea is, what are some of the things that aren't being taught in these sexual education classes?
And do you think that the statistics are being skewed towards an African American demographic?
I definitely feel like part of the reason why, and obviously we have to do more research on this, but part of the reason why it's showing greater risks in African American people is because of the lack of attention to that, like culturally, and availability of those resources. So as far as like, because now they're implementing vans that do like the free 5-minute testing, basically telling you if you do have a sexually transmitted disease, and a lot of these resources aren't something that you find in the Black community in like the inner cities of Baltimore and things like that. You find these at more affluent communities, where I guess people feel safer driving around and asking random people, hey, do you want to get tested?
This is important information and research, because for so long, and it's continued to be, it's deemed as the gay man disease. And to educate students and educate faculty and staff takes them out of the mindset of ignorance, and ignorance is only healed with education. Thank you, and we'll talk soon.